Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Hello, good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening. You can watch this whenever you choose. It's my privilege to be able to talk to you on the first Sunday of Advent, a very, very special day, and I'm delighted to be able to have this opportunity to talk to you. I wanted to talk to you about both the passages of Isaiah and Mark that we've just heard, about what they teach us about waiting. Waiting in terms of the Old Testament and Isaiah, waiting in terms of the challenge that Jesus gave us in Mark, and also about what truth that gives us for our future, a future that's assured, a future that's known, and a future that's planned. It's my prayer that this time is of benefit for you, and that you feel buoyed and lifted in your spirit by listening to this talk. Potentially this is the last Sunday of our second lockdown as a country, and I am sure it has been a difficult time for us. And I hope that these online services and the opportunities that us as a church offer have been a little bit of a lifeline, a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. Okay, so let's talk about these two passages and what they say about waiting. We read of Isaiah's waiting, his awe of God, and his longing for God to look on us, his people. He recognises that it is our sin that has separated us from God, that no matter how well we try to behave and how much we try to remember his ways, we cannot prevent our sin, and therefore we cannot save ourselves. And yet, all is not lost. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay and you are the potter. We are all the work of you, Lord, it says in verse 8. And Isaiah goes on to say, do not be angry beyond measure, Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. Oh, look on us, we pray, for we are all your people. And this waiting leads to our Christmas story. The prophecy in Isaiah realized in the birth of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. And we see a little of the intricacy of God's story, of God's plan. Come down to make your name known amongst your enemies, and cause the nations to quake before you. Who is it that comes down? That everything that has passed has been planned for by God, for his people, for we are all his people. And that passage shows us what those plans were to be. And so we fast forward and move into a time of waiting that Jesus talks about in Mark, the church age. And what Jesus says is the world is not forever. God is forever. Personally, at 37, born in 1983, this is the shakiest I have known the world. 2020 February until now. It would be remiss of me to talk about Mark 13, signs of the end of times, without mentioning the annus horribilis we have had. For my undergraduate dissertation at university, I spoke about eschatology, the study of the end of times. I wasn't interested in the end of time itself, per se, but people's reaction to it. It brings forward many emotions, and it's not talked about a lot, often seeming ridiculous and too out there. That we can know the end of time based on some key Bible passages has proved a hot potato of debate for a long time. I say this not to panic us, but to reassure us. First, God is forever. Second, we are waiting and watching, not panicking. There was a slogan t-shirt that my friend used to have. It said, "Jesus is coming, look busy." And it's true. Perhaps not look busy, but be watchful. Jesus is coming, be alert. The end of times will come. And that is a sobering thought. There's no denying that. But Jesus hasn't shied away from this. He has met it straight on and encourages us and reassures us that all will pass. Accept him. Accept his words. He is the God of ancient times who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. And so, remain watchful. Be alert. Be on guard. Watch. And that watching is one of hope. It is the same hope that Isaiah had. Oh, look on us, we pray, for we are all your people. It is not a watch of dread. It is a watch of us being clay and our Father being potter. As we watch, so will we be made more into the image of Jesus. It is an active watch. We are alert to his blessings. We are alert to his teachings. We can be made better in the waiting and made stronger in the watching. We are all God's people and we wait expectantly for Jesus' return. And that is the definition of Advent. The waiting of something coming, to prepare, to anticipate an arrival. These are good things to wait for, exciting things to keep watch for, like children excitedly waiting for presents. So we model that excitement in watching for Jesus, in keeping busy during that time through our service and through love. Turn end of times on its head, from disaster to something to look forward to. How do you prepare for Christmas? I am often guilty of letting it pass me by in a flurry of rushed wrapping, horseshoed in events. And horseshoed in events. Mostly Christmas panics me. I'm not a good enough parent to have my children calmly decorating gingerbread men. None of us could play the piano. And I never seem to get ahead of the present buying. And do you know what? All of that is fine. Jesus didn't ask us to watch for him so we could feel guilty. He asked us to watch for him because we are all his servants and we love him. To help us prepare for his arrival, he has given us his word. something that remains even after heaven and earth. So, let me encourage you to not let Christmas pass you by, either through fear of failure, like myself, or by being distracted by overwhelming traditions. But let me encourage you to be watchful, to be actively watchful, to be alert. Perhaps we can let this become a marker in the sand. Perhaps today we will start up again our Bible readings, our daily devotions, and draw near to Christ. Jesus is coming and we are waiting expectantly. We are watching. Jesus is coming. Be alert.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.